This is Joy Rowland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 54, Taking Responsibility. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 54 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. I hope this meets you well. I hope you are doing very well. I hope your family is doing very well, too. I am doing amazingly well. We are officially into spring and everything looks so beautiful. The weather, the colors, and it fills my heart with so much joy. When I go outside on my daily walks, it just makes me so happy to see the transition from winter to spring. And yes, I'm excited to put the snow behind us. So today I want to talk to you about taking responsibility. And what I mean by taking responsibility is taking responsibility for the results you are creating in your life. Many times it's all too easy to blame other people or things outside of ourselves, like the economy, the interest rates, the job market, the housing market, and every other thing that's outside of our control. We do this because it makes us feel better. Yes. But extraordinarily wealthy women know that the key to success is taking responsibility for your results. Yes. Now, I know you might tell me, oh, well, but the economy is bad. Well, that isn't a fact, right? The economy is bad is a thought you are choosing to think. Some other person might say the economy is doing very well. So remember, in previous episodes, I taught you about what I call the thought model. And the thought model is a universal model, and it works like this. So there is the circumstance. So the model acronym is called CTFAR. C stands for circumstances. T stands for your thoughts. F stands for your feeling. A stands for your actions, and R stands for your results. Now, circumstances, that's the first part. The circumstances are things, people outside of our control. These are facts, right? Your thoughts, which is the second level down, is what you choose to think about those circumstances. So when you say the economy is bad, that is a thought. But when you say inflation rate equals 5.1%, that is a fact. That's a circumstance. Someone might see that inflation rate and say, oh, wow, the economy is good. And other people might see that rate and say, oh, the economy is bad. So I want you to see very clearly how the thoughts you are choosing to think is creating the results you have. Okay, so when you think the thought the economy is bad, what feeling does it create in your body? I can bet my bottom dollar it doesn't give you the feeling of empowerment. When you think the thought the economy is bad, you don't feel empowered. And when you do not feel empowered, what action do you take from that feeling? Most times you take no action, you just complain. And you hang around people who complain about the economy. And when you hang around people who complain about the economy, what results do you create? Well, most likely you're not building your wealth. So can you see how the model works? It's circumstance, then thoughts, then your feelings, then your actions, then your results. So when I tell you to take responsibility for your results, don't think that's bad news. Many people think that's bad news. No, it's good news because you are the driving force. You get to decide whether you create positive or negative results for yourself. Okay, so be willing to take responsibility for the results you are creating in your life. Now, why is this very crucial to building wealth? Well, number one, it gives you that ownership mentality. When you take responsibility for your results, you are adopting an ownership mentality. Instead of blaming external factors or circumstances, you are acknowledging that you are in control of your actions and your decisions, which ultimately shape your financial outcomes. Number two, when you take ownership, it gives you a sense of empowerment, which is what this podcast is all about. Surprise, surprise. Accepting responsibility empowers you to make positive changes. Rather than feeling helpless in the face of challenges, you recognize that you have the ability to influence your financial situation through your choices and your actions. This sense of empowerment can help you take proactive steps towards building wealth. And number three, the reason why this is very important is because you learn from your mistakes. Yes, we all make mistakes along the way. Yes, including me, especially when it comes to finances. However, when you take responsibility for your results, you are more likely to view setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning. Instead of dwelling on your failures, you can analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and strive to do better in the future. Number four is accountability. Taking responsibility fosters accountability. When you hold yourself accountable for your financial decisions, your business decisions, you are more likely to set and stick to goals. You're more likely to track your progress. You're more likely to make adjustments as needed. This accountability helps to stay focused, helps you to stay disciplined on your path to wealth creation. Number five is taking responsibility helps you build trust and credibility. Whether you are managing your own finances or running a business, when you take responsibility for your results, it builds trust not only with yourself, but it builds trust and credibility with other people. People are more likely to trust and do business with people who demonstrate accountability and integrity, knowing that they can rely on you to deliver on your promises. And the last point is taking responsibility actually creates new opportunities. When you own your results, you open yourself to a world of opportunities and possibilities. When you take proactive steps to improve your financial situation, you may discover new opportunities for income generation, for investments, for growth that you wouldn't have otherwise have noticed if you were simply passively reacting to circumstances. So in essence, taking responsibility for your results is not only vital to building wealth, it's a fundamental mindset shift that can positively affect all other areas of your life. By recognizing your agency in shaping your financial destiny, you empower yourself and create the abundance and prosperity you deserve. So, my friends, here is your assignment for this week. Have a think and identify all of the areas where you are not taking responsibility for your results. Journal about them and look for ways that you could make things better. This is how you learn and grow, my friends. I hope you have a joyful week ahead. I'll see you back here on the next episode. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.